From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm James Stewart. It's likely that the Scott administration will soon announce plans to expand capacity limits at restaurants and hotels across the state. Right now, these businesses are allowed to operate at 50% capacity, and they must meet social distancing regulations. Commerce Secretary Lindsey Curley says the top priority for the administration in recent weeks has been helping Vermont schools to safely open. She says that has gone well and that the administration will soon turn its attention to increasing business capacities.
We are actually hopeful that we can make an adjustment there and very soon. So we're hopeful we can change some of those occupancy limits very soon. Just need a little bit more time under our belt to make that decision.
Governor Scott might address these changes at his press briefing on Friday. Governor Phil Scott has vetoed the state's newest climate change legislation that would require the state to meet targeted reduced carbon emissions. Passed by the House and Senate, the Global Warming Solutions Act called for the creation of a climate council to come up with a plan to reduce pollution. The governor says he agrees with the intent of the bill, but vetoed it Tuesday over concerns that it may, quote, lead to inefficient spending and costly court battles. According to 7 Days, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson vowed, quote, prompt action to override the veto. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading expert on the COVID-19 pandemic, says Vermont has set an example that the rest of the country should follow. Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and spoke by video at Governor Phil Scott's press conference Tuesday. He said Vermont's success is because the public faithfully followed prevention advice, such as wearing masks, avoiding crowds, and keeping physically distant from each other.
This should be the model for the country of how you've done it, notwithstanding that you're a small state, but it should be the model of how you get to such a low test positivity that you can actually start opening up the economy in a safe and prudent way.
But Fauci also urged Vermonters not to let down their guard. He says the coronavirus is, quote, a formidable foe that will seize any opportunity to spread. Taking a look at the eye in the sky forecast for the rest of the week. Today, sunshine through a smoky haze, a few clouds far north, breezy, highs in the upper 60s to mid 70s for tonight, becoming cloudy in the north, remaining clear in the south, lows in the 50s. For Thursday, variable clouds, chance of scattered showers, highs in the mid 50s to lower 60s. And for Friday, some morning clouds, a slight chance of a shower, then becoming sunny, temperatures in the 50s in the north and low to mid 60s in the south. Find out more about the weather at vpr.org. I'm James Stewart for VPR News.